Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here, back again with another podcast episode. If you notice the audio quality sounds different, it's because I am using my fancy sort of Yeti microphone that I have attached to my computer, and I'm using this to record today, as opposed to my other episodes are recorded entirely on my phone using the mic connected to the earphones, which are on the Apple earbuds, not the wireless, but the wired ones. I use the wired connection ones for those episodes. But this one, I am using the Yeti microphone. And the reason I want this to be recorded on the Yeti microphone is for the better audio quality. But I also want to do this because I think this episode is really quite special. Goes without saying that I will be attaching a couple stars to the title of this episode. And I will be sure to look back on this one years down the road because of what I'm about to tell you guys. I have had a revelation, and this revelation took place sort of last night when I came across this concept. And I'm still sort of learning about it. I'm still trying to put it into words properly. It's not a topic that I have explored as much in depth, but it's basically about how my story can basically be played out in a lot of, or basically everybody else's life story in some way. And I know that sounds crazy. It's not about me. It's about this sort of concept that happens. And it happened to me, which manifested in my story with the colors of black and white and why I like black and white so much. And my thoughts are still scrambled, as you can probably tell. So let's start from the beginning, and let's explain once again my sort of story as briefly as I can put it. It's about, you know, how the black and white colors sort of entered my life and what they represent. And I'm going to try to keep this part brief because this is probably something that a lot of you have heard already. And so the reason black and white are so important to me, the colors, is they represent sort of my life story, right? As a child, as a boy, as a youngster, I was very sort of loving, caring, and I was naive and innocent, and I was constantly, you know, loyal to people, and I loved people, and I wanted to make people happy, I wanted to make people smile. I was that sort of happy-go-lucky, jovial kid, right? And that's what I represent as the color white, in that purity, in that innocence, in that kindness and love, right? Light, basically, if you will. And what ended up happening throughout my life is as I continued to try to shower people with love and make people happy and make people smile, the world preyed on me, right? And people ended up, you know, bullying me or harassing me, isolating me, shunning me, betraying me, lying to my face, abandoning me when I needed their help the most. My family, my home situation didn't help either. My parents weren't there for me. I didn't really have any emotional support from them. It was an abusive upbringing. And I couldn't seek help at school either because people just didn't pay any attention to me. Or if they did, they were being disrespectful. I was left to my own devices. It felt like it was me against the world. No matter how much I tried to give love to this world, people just continually beat down on me, set me on fire, tore me to shreds, and so forth, right? This is the story of my life, and this is the story that I have been telling people for quite some time now on social media and in my content. And what ended up happening to me was my kindness sort of ran out, right? I also use the analogy like a star, right? I kind of had that sort of supernova and like a volcano, like I exploded and I gave up. That kindness was gone, that innocence and love and care that I had for people, gone. And I sort of became this sort of darker, more arrogant, cruel, and cold person. And that part of me is what I represented with the color black, that darkness, that hatred, that anger and bitterness that I had for the world, right? So that's where the light and dark, respectively the white and black, come into play into my life, right? And that's why I said a star, right? Because once a star collapses, sometimes it transforms or transitions into a black hole. And that's why I also use the color black, black hole, right? And what ended up happening is I became quite a dark individual. My personality changed. I became more arrogant and cruel towards people. I was no longer that kid that would smile. I would not be a bully, but I wouldn't be nice to people as I used to be. And truthfully, that period of my life when I became a darker individual was a period where I started plotting against people, planning revenge and retaliation against the world. And it was not going to be nice. There was no voice. It was violence. It would have been violence had I not changed at the last second. And what changed was I decided to hold out for something better. I decided that my life would have been worthless if I carried out that violent path. I would have ended up with a life sentence behind bars, or I would be dead. And so I decided, you know what, that's not where my life is supposed to end. This isn't what my life is supposed to be, so I'm going to hold out for something better and give myself a chance to breathe and live life on my own terms. And so that's what happened when I went to college. I was finally on my own, and then I broke away from it, and I started living my own life. And this is the whole story of sort of the white at the beginning and the black period. And then there's also a period afterwards, which is the period I'm currently in. And this is the profile picture that you see on Instagram, where I have a black and white sort of background or wallpaper, and it's integrating both black and white. It's not binary. It's not just white or just black. It's both. And what that represents, as I've explained several times, is the integration of the best parts from both worlds, the world of kindness and the light, and the world of anger, cruelty, hatred, and the darkness. Taking the best bits from both and moving forward, this has also manifested in the symbol that I created, the symbol of determination, which you can also find on my link tree. I have a link explaining this whole story that I just said and the symbol of determination that followed. So it's about taking the best bits from both. And what I mean by that is, for example, from my kind, jovial self, I extract kindness, but I don't bring that timid nature, right? As someone who was kind and loving and caring and just wanting to make people smile and make people happy, I was a rather timid person, someone who was very agreeable, someone who would not be confrontational, someone who would continually bite their tongue, so to speak, and just be very agreeable and not want to stir up any trouble. But I've extracted kindness without extracting that part of being timid and too agreeable. At the same time, what is extracting the best bits from both mean about the darkness, right? The darker part of me is the part of me that was, you know, cruel, angry, full of hate, sadness, and I have extracted from that part of me confidence without arrogance, because there is a difference between the two. Arrogance would involve putting other people down. Confidence is building yourself up without putting other people down. And so from that more aggressive, darker side of myself, I have been able to extract confidence without arrogance. And these are two really good examples that I use to describe what I mean when I say I take the best bits from both and move forward. And that's who I am today. I leave behind the timid nature. In this example, I leave behind the arrogance. And instead, I am this new, reformed version of myself that has maintained its kindness that I thought I once lost. And at the same time, I bring into myself that aggressive side, but that manifests in confidence. That's why my profile is about black and white mixed together. So that means, again, taking the best bits from both and moving forward. Now, the revelation that I had, that I had last night, is it's not just me that this story has played out in. Like, I thought, like, you know, because I was telling people my story. This is the story of my life, the black and the white and the integration of both. But it's not just my story. And I'm not saying, obviously, that I'm the only person in the world who has gone through these things. What I'm saying is this is probably the ideal story for all of us. if it has not yet happened to you, or if it has already happened to you, this is the story for all of us. And what I mean by that is for all of us to have, I think, what I consider to be our responsibility is at the end, ultimately, to be respectable, kind, empathetic individuals that help other people, right? But it's not just kindness. It's not just that purity and innocence like I was as a kid. It's not just that blind love, blissful care and support and loyalty. It's also about being able to channel your more aggressive and darker side, but to bring it out under control, disciplined, and to channel that energy into your work, preferably good work. And I had this revelation last night as I was watching some of Jordan Peterson's content. If you really want to sort of see where I'm coming from, I would recommend looking up his video. This one that I'm looking at right now on YouTube is titled Jordan Peterson, Why and How to Integrate Your Shadow. And so it's not just, like, for instance, what I'm really trying to get across is, and what I learned in this video is, the energy that I possess right now, right? You see how I speak with confidence, that I speak with power behind each and every word. This is me channeling that darker side of myself, because the truth is, human beings are capable of certainly bad things. We can easily commit to doing the wrong things. We're very prone to sort of sinful nature and hurting other people, doing the wrong things. It's easy to do something wrong more than it is to do something right. We all have that darker nature about us. But I also believe that we also have that brighter side to us. The capacity for goodness exists as well as the capacity for wrongness or not doing something right. Right? It's a constant inner battle between doing what's right, doing what's wrong. And so we have both capacities, but we need to be able to do, well, what I firmly believe to be our responsibility to do is to do the right thing and to be good people. But at the same time, it's not just about being a good person. It's about also being, like, sort of more powerful in a sense, a powerful good person, if that makes sense. Like me, for instance, I would consider myself a more powerful good person. But before I go down that train of thought for just a second, let me go back and say something really quick. As I mentioned, we have capacity for good and evil, so to speak. And what we need to understand, each and every single one of us, is that it's not that we are incapable of causing harm. We are capable of causing harm. And we need to acknowledge that. That is a part of who we are. But at the same time, you know, use that sort of aggression to power yourself in a way that you can use that power for good, right? You can see that I have channeled my inner aggression into confidence, but I put that confidence behind messages that I deliver. I put that willpower that I've also acquired from that inner darker aggression. Like, through the hardships that I've been through, I have been able to extract certain aspects about my darker nature, such as the confidence, the willpower, the determination. Like, things like this, I did not normally possess as my jovial, innocent, pure self. I extracted them from my difficult times and through channeling the darker side of me. And so, this is sort of the dangerous revelation, is I have the potential to be a dangerous person, right? But I am using that potential sort of in a good way, to help other people, to put power behind the messages that I deliver, to help other people around the world, to motivate, to inspire, to set myself as a role model in the best way that I can. And I have access to all this energy in the way that I speak, in the way that I write, and the way that I deliver my messages. This is me channeling that darker energy, that more aggressive side of me, but I'm using it for good things. And this is where I sort of lead into, what does it mean to be a good person? A good person is not someone who is incapable of causing harm. Harmless does not equate to moral. Harmless does not equate to good. Being incapable of causing harm and then not causing harm to somebody doesn't make you a good person. Being a good person means you have the capacity to hurt. You have the ability to harm other people, but you instead choose to do good and you do the right things. That is the true measure of what makes a person good. Of course, we're not going to go into like the whole debate, because there is a debate about what does good mean, what is good, who defines what good is. So take your definition of good, right? Someone, let's say, who is respectful, polite, treats others with empathy and kindness, they're honest, they're trustworthy, they're dependable. Let's say that's like a good person, right? They have the capacity to lie, to cheat, to bully, to punch someone in the face, to stab someone in the back, literally or figuratively. But instead of doing those things, even though they have the capacity to do so, they instead treat people with kindness, respect, and loyalty and honesty, and they're trustworthy and they're dependable, and they don't cheat and they don't lie. That's what makes a person good. So, I mean, I'm not saying that as like a sort of portfolio resume of mine. I'm just like, oh, this is why I'm a good person. I'm saying that's why anyone is a good person. We have to understand that we have the capacity to hurt and the capacity to harm. But what defines you, what shows who you truly are, is what you do. With what capacity, like, what do you choose to do? With the capacity to hurt and with the capacity to help, which side do you choose? And so this is sort of, I know my thoughts in this episode were kind of bouncing all over the place, moving from one topic onto the next, but this is really, I was really trying to encapsulate what my sort of revelation is. This is the journey of all of us. And the story that I tell people as my personal story of integrating the best bits from both and moving forward is what I now consider to be the ideal story for everybody. Not because I've been through it. It's not about me. It's about what we as human beings journey through. And this was just how it played out in my life. In your life, it might play out differently. Maybe you have not an abusive household. Maybe you grew up with a loving family. Maybe you grew up with a great school social life, unlike me. And yet you still come face to face every now and then with your darker self. Maybe you're working a job where coworkers just constantly harass you and gossip about you. Maybe your boss treats you like crap, right? Maybe you are at college or at high school and you have students picking on you. I know I just said maybe your social life at school is good, but like I said, we all have our different paths and stories of life. And so you don't have to follow my example. That was just my life. Your life, it might play out differently or it might play out similarly. But the point is, we all come to terms with that inner aggression every now and then. When people upset us, when people do us wrong, when people cheat, when people lie to us. And maybe you have darker thoughts. Maybe you have thoughts of violence. Maybe you have thoughts of revenge and retaliation. Maybe you actually carry that out. Maybe you do punch someone in the face and you get trouble at school. Maybe you do lie to somebody. Maybe you do insult somebody to their face. Right? Maybe you talk back to somebody. That is sort of your manifestation of your darker self, your inner aggression. Which is, like I said before, that's in all of us. But what I think is the best journey for all of us as individual human beings to take is to not succumb to that inner and darker aggression and become a cruel and hateful person, but instead to become a good person. For the sake of us all, for the betterment of us all, really. Right, I always talk about how the paths that I recommend, the advice that I give, the messages that I push, it's not about what I want, it's about what I think is in the best interest for us all, which is why I push the messages like respect, kindness, empathy, honesty, trustworthiness, loyalty, dependability, things and values like this. And so once again, I am doing that today through my sort of revelation. Is I'm bringing into light, pun intended, how we sort of venture throughout our own lives that goodness, and we come to face to face with our inner demons, but to be able to extract that power from them and use that same power for good. I hope that makes sense. Again, I do apologize because my thoughts were scrambled throughout this episode. But hopefully, maybe some of you got the same kind of feeling of revelation that I did when I was consuming this content of Jordan Peterson's. So, it's funny because to think about it now, you have to come to terms with your danger, your potential incapacity to hurt. And I understand that as just me knowing who I am. I do still have the capacity to hurt. I still have the capacity to be a threat and danger, but it's not, I don't let that control me. And the example that Jordan Peterson used is like a hockey player, an aggressive hockey player, but you are still using that disciplined aggression, right? It's not unchained aggression where this hockey player is just going out to hit people with his hockey stick and beat people up. That's unchained aggression. But an aggressive hockey player that plays the game aggressively, that is disciplined aggression. And in the same sense, for me personally, the way that I use my confidence and willpower to push my messages, the way that I use my determination to power myself through life, throughout its difficulties and hardships, I use that power for good. And so we need to find ways to bring the inner demons out to play, but to make sure that they are on a leash under our control and that we use that power for good. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm not being overly repetitive with what I say. Sorry if that made a noise, by the way. It's funny because I'm actually recording this, like I said, on my Yeti microphone, but because when I make certain sounds, like a P sound, which lets out a gust of air from your mouth, and that gust of air hits the mic, it creates like this popping noise, which is uncomfortable for listeners. So what I'm actually doing right now is I don't have that fancy piece of equipment. I don't know the term off the top of my head, but it basically lets sound pass through it, but it stops the air from hitting the mic, right? You see that on some fancy studio microphones, and I don't have that. So what I'm using is a fly swatter, because you know a fly swatter has tiny little holes in it. And so I have that taped to my desk, propped up in front of my microphone, and I'm recording right now. And so if you heard a noise just then, that was my fly swatter hitting my mic. I probably won't be doing this again. I just wanted to try this out and see how well the sound is. I did do some testing, and it does seem like it does its function, but it's not sanitary, and hopefully I get that piece of equipment soon. But yeah, make sure you find ways to channel that inner aggression, but do it for good reasons. Don't channel that inner aggression to bring out those demons to play and to hurt people. Use that power and that level of energy that you've unlocked for good things, just like how I'm doing it, right? The things that I do, the messages that I put out, I try to set myself as a good role model for people to follow. And that's also why I target a lot of younger kids, teenagers, and young adults. And I just want to set a good example for people. And so, it's not that, and I like quoting this from the Doctor Strange movie, if you've seen it. It's, we never get rid of our demons, we only learn to live above them, from the Ancient One in the Doctor Strange movie. The thing is, sometimes we don't even live above them. Our inner demons, so to speak. It's more about bringing them to the surface, but keeping them under control, which is precisely, I would argue, what I'm doing. And that doesn't make me a dangerous person. Of course, I have the capacity to hurt. Human beings have the capacity to hurt. We could do harmful things. We could commit crimes, but not all of us do. And the difference is we learn to channel that inner aggression to do the right things. Like what I do with my messages, my podcast, my content, my writing. So that was my revelation. That black and white story was the story of my life, but it can also definitely play out in other people's lives as a story of learning to channel that inner aggression and take the best bits from both and moving forward. So my computer just fell asleep, and I hope it's still recording. So let me excuse the typing noises. Okay, it's still recording. Good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't lose any audio. So that was a solid 25 minutes. I hope I wasn't rambling. I hope I wasn't just repeating things that have already been said for too long. I know that happens sometimes. But thank you for bearing with me through this wonderful revelation of mine that I had. Again, if you really sort of want to understand it better, Jordan Peterson puts it in a sort of much more articulate way. If you look up Jordan Peterson, why and how to integrate your shadow, you will find the video that so gave me that revelation. And so with that said, thank you all for listening to this podcast episode. As always, I do value your listenership. I do appreciate you coming back time and time again just to listen to this 22-year-old speak. It means a lot to me to understand that my voice has an impact on some of you out there. It means so much, and I'm glad that I could be somebody out there to provide value. And I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.